First off, I'll mention that at the bottom of the sea there exist veins of zinc, iron, silver, and gold, whose mining would quite certainly be feasible. But I've tapped none of these land-based metals, and I wanted to make demands only on the sea itself for the sources of my electricity. The sea itself? Yes, Professor, and there was no shortage of such sources. In fact, by establishing a circuit between two wires immersed to different depths, I'd be able to obtain electricity through the diverging temperatures they experience, but I preferred to use a more practical procedure. And that is? You are familiar with the composition of salt water. In 1000 grams, one finds 96.5% water and about 2.66% sodium chloride. Then small quantities of magnesium chloride, potassium chloride, magnesium bromide, sulfate of magnesia, calcium sulfate, and calcium carbonate. Hence you observe that sodium chloride is encountered there in significant proportions. Now then, it's this sodium that I extract from salt water and with which I compose my electric cells.